Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
We have been indoctrinated to believe that in order for you to be the best at something, you have to come from money. You have to come from a two-parent family. You have to be very intelligent or from a good family line. Society has also presented to the masses that the everyday man who may come from the worst neighborhood, who may come from money, who may struggle each day at his or her 9-to-5, or who may not have any education is not the one who can get the job done. How many of you know that God is not concerned about your status in the community, your education, your family name, or how much money you might have? God will choose someone from the worst conditions to create the best opportunity. God will choose someone who has no money to generate the greatest amount. God will go into the worst neighborhoods and choose the family in the last house on the left to lead his people. In Romans chapter 2, verse 11, the writer says, "For there is no partiality with God." No partiality in this context literally means to receive face. That is to give consideration to someone simply because of his or her position, their wealth, influence, popularity, or influence. In Judges chapter 6, verse 11, the writer shares these words, "Then the Lord turned to him and said, 'Go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent you?' The Lord was speaking to Gideon, the son of Joash, while Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. Israel was being plundered by the Midianites to the point of becoming greatly impoverished. Israel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord did not send someone of great status. He did not send someone from a great family, but he chose Gideon. Gideon was from the weakest clan, and he was the least in the clan. Gideon's response to God's call was, 'Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house.' God's response to Gideon was, 'Surely I will be with you, and you shall defeat the Midianites as one man.' This was a major task, and God called on a man of minor societal status to deliver his people. God is still calling everyday men and women to do extraordinary tasks. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says, 'For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.' Who did God choose to accomplish his desire? He chose you. You may not think you are the one for the job, but God does. You may not think you are worthy, but God does. Or you may think you are the least, but God thinks you have the most to offer. So go in the might of yours, and God will be with you. Make it happen today. Be a witness." Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.